Great form by you hitting play on this podcast. Now, check out Same Racer, the brand new racing app for same race multi tips. Same Racer. Download from the App Store and Google Play. Powered by Bluebet.
Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Oh, Sivo. Sivo will bring the house down off low.
Pass.
Niokore. Not a Sivo try. It's a Sivo try assist. And that'll be 40.
Yeah, that was on Friday night, the Parramatta Eels' victory over the Canberra Raiders to move into the grand final qualifier. It is always a tough assignment to travel to North Queensland at the best of times. Now to travel to North Queensland to win a grand final qualifier, even tougher. And to join us on Sports Day and talk about this week's finals and what happened over the weekend. He is the Lieutenant of Lebanon. He's 233 NRL games. Played for Parramatta in the 2009 grand final. He's part of the NRL Nation call team as well. Timmy Manor. How are you, Timmy?
Hello, mate. How are you?
Really well, really well. Now, I saw you out and about on Friday night at Paradise at CommBank Stadium, and overall a 40-4 win over the Raiders. I mean, of course you'd be impressed. Are they in a good position going out to play the Cows, you think?
I don't think we've ever been in a better position, so I can remember. I think our opportunity to win a grand final has never been as clear as it is now. You know, losing to Penrith first week of the finals, I think, was a bit of a blessing in disguise. If you said at the start of the season you had to beat Canberra and Cowboys in the inner grand final, you'd say, where do I sign?
Yeah. What about going to North Queensland, Timmy? Of course, everyone's talking about the weather and the humidity and whatever it may be. If you were Brad Arthur or Mark O'Neill, their general manager of footy, would you be taking them up early or would you be staying out of enemy territory as long as you can?
I read an article today that they're going to be going up day before. And doing the captain's run down here. So they're not going to get much taste of the humidity up there. I think the reason being is Brad's very routine. And I think over the years, Parramatta's really struggled on the away trip. And the last 2 years, they've really gotten a lot better at it. So they've fine-tuned the way that they travel. And for whatever reason, they decided that getting there late is a lot better. So it's worked recently and they're going to keep sticking to it.
Tim, the way the Eels played the other night was at times exhilarating footy. Now, earlier in the year, they were a bit predictable, one-dimensional, some might say. Have you seen that change happen over the back part of the year where they seem to be playing with a bit more width and a bit more confidence as we come to the end of the season?
Yeah, I think it was always there, that badge. I think it was, it's just the problem is it wasn't there every week. You know, there'll be one week where they just play, you know, incredible entertaining footy. And then the next True. Week, you know, they tuck it under their arm and really struggle. I think the key for them was, and the key for them always is, unfortunately, is their start to the game. So if they can get out of the blocks early, score a try or two and get their tails up, they're really hard to rein in. And I think, you know, 9 times out of 10, they'll ride that lead home. When it's a bit of a scrappier, tougher affair, you know, they're the ones that could either way for them. You know, they haven't really been known to be really, you know, good at those games. But if they can get out of the blocks early up in North Queensland and get a try to on the board early, I think they'll be very hard to stop.
Yeah. Now there's some real star power in a lot of teams. And in particular, you look at Penrith, yeah, well, without Nathan Cleary, they come right back to the field. We've seen it with South Sydney, who without Latrell Mitchell aren't quite the same. And Sats and I reckon Cam Murray as well. Who is it? Is it anyone at Parramatta or is the talent spread better? Or can you not do without, say, Mitchell Moses?
I think Mitchell's a key one for us. I think, we're really lucky that Mitchell played that Canberra game. And without him in the team, I dare say it's not as much as a convincing win. And a lot of the points we scored was on the back of that first 20 minutes where we just starved Canberra of the ball. So the Canberra team had to do a lot of work that first 20 minutes. And by the time, they got into the game, it was almost over before it started. And a lot of that's on the back of Mitchell Moses' game management and control. Offer did a really good job. Dylan Brown was enormous. I think it was 321 metres he made on the weekend. And, he was just the standout. And he really stood up knowing that, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Mitchell Moses. So he complimented Mitchell really well. But for mine, I think it's either one of those. If one of them are out, it's a different looking team. I think every team has one of those, except I think the Cowboys, they seem to be a very balanced side that they don't have the superstar factor that, you know, like probably Latrell Mitchell, but the way they complement each other is really incredible.
Now, Timmy, as part of the front rowers union, does it? Oh, I suppose you'd get excited with the skill level of the front rowers these days.
You should have seen him get excited when Mark Nicholls scored the first try on Saturday night. Oh,
he would have been.
He was
that.
All over.
He would have been on that. But the skill of, I mean, Regan Campbell-Gillard has been outstanding, but the skill of Big Junior Barlow, outstanding, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's, you know, Junior's done it a number of times this year. It's that offload through the line. So they'll go two passes wide to Junior. He'll bump the line and spin, and just, he'll always have a Gufferson or a Dillon or a Mitchell Moses pushing on the outside of him. And it's such a good tactic to do it because he's got a great offload on him. His skill level's enormous, but that play seemed to work so well. We did it against South Sydney in the semi-final a couple of years ago as well with Gustin off his hip. And he just seems to deliver those big plays at the crucial times. And I thought Junior's been outstanding. The same way Mitchell and Dillon complement each other, I think Regan and Junior complement each other as well. Regan does a lot of the brunt work and he's a really tough carrier of the ball. And you know he holds his own very well. But then Junior comes in with a bit more silky ball playing and really lights it up. So it's a great combination to have.
Now, would you, or does it concern you that the Cowboys have had a week off? Do you buy into the week off being so beneficial these days?
I don't know. I thought the week off was going to hurt Penrith in that first week of finals. They seemed fine. This time of year, I guess it is always good to have a freshen up, but also at the same time, it could also stagger you, and if they come out a bit rusty at first 10-15 minutes and allow Parramatta to get their tails up, it could be a really tough affair for them. So they've got to make sure they come out of the blocks, not warm into it.
Tim G, they were impressive. I mentioned we were at the Rabbitohs Sharks game. The South Sydney were very impressive, weren't they?
Yeah, South, they're a strong team. I think if I'm Parramatta, and without looking too far ahead, if we win this week against the Cowboys, we'd probably rather play Penrith than South Sydney, and that's a huge compliment to South Sydney. But I'm a little bit concerned about the toll of last week's game. I mean, we saw Alex Johnson, you know, in all sorts of pain, not being able to return second half. Havili not being able to put pressure on his calf. Burgess is still out next week. Totola, what's the?
No, he's been. He's just
playing?
Got.
He's clear.
And then you got a Joy Arrow with the groin.
Yeah.
Cleared?
Yep.
Joy Arrow's the other one. So, yeah, so that's they haven't come out. And that's where the week off helps. Where, and Badge, you mentioned it in the commentary, but the benefit of having the week off is you don't risk, not only is it the rest, but you don't risk getting injuries and suspensions. And unfortunately for South Sydney, they're going to come into this game a little bit bruised.
What do you make of Penrith with the week off? Do you think they won't miss a beat? Everyone was questioning Nathan Cleary coming in after having 5 or 6 weeks off, Timmy, and thinking maybe he might be a little bit rusty, but he proved to everyone that he hit the ground running. Do you expect them to be exactly the same on Saturday night?
Oh, Nathan just showed off the other night. When he put on that performance with Parramatta, and he just showed every trick in the book. He did 40-20 kind of kicks, and the spirals he did, and the cross-field banana kicks, and he did everything. It was really fun to watch. But I think if you kind of break down that Parramatta game, I know the score blew out in the end, 27-4 or something similar to that, but I don't know if Penrith was that much more dominant than Parramatta. I think those kicks, you know, those three drop balls by Waka Blake hurt Parramatta, and a few of those kicks really punished Parramatta. Mitchell went down, but with half an hour to go, Parramatta were in front. It was, you know, they were right in that game. So, you know, I think Penrith, as good as they are, you know, they're still beatable, and this game could go either way on Saturday night.
You'll be down there working with next week if you get through, and you're up against the Panthers. You'll be working with Wunga Blake all week, putting those big spiral and floaters up against
him,
Timmy.
I
imagine. Hey, now, a lot of the conversation last night and today has been around Mario Fenwick on Channel 7 last night, and really concerning, over concussions and CTE and on early onset dementia. What was your take on that, mate? I know it's a worry for nearly every person that's played rugby league that has had a few head knocks, and I'm sure you had your share playing in the front row.
I didn't get to catch the story or watch it, but I've got a lot of respect for Mario, and it's a really sad story when you hear about some of the side effects that it has, not only on Mario but other players in the competition that played. I guess, you know, I'd be lying if I, as a former player, you said you weren't somewhat concerned about the damage that could be done, and you know, what we used to do to our heads back in the day. And you know, it was only halfway through my career that it started to change with the HIAs and taking a bit more care of it. But I remember the first half of my career, and you guys would have had your whole career where, you know, you have that moment where you get hit in the head and you see you white and you kind of don't know where you are, and you kind of come back to, you know where you are, and you shake it off and you keep playing. And it's funny talking about it now because it's a bit of a foreign concept to a lot of people that don't understand that feeling. A lot of players, they get it and they know what we're talking about. But I just used to think that was normal, and the idea of coming off was, you know, so foreign. So then you think about all those you had throughout your career and think, oh, I wonder if that's going to come back and bite you on the backside later on. But, you know, it's a real concern, and I really wish Murray all the best. And I can only imagine how tough it must have been his family to see someone like him go through what he's going through.
I think the best part about it is now that with so much education and acceptance, the mindset of the player now is accepting. Whereas once upon a time, as you said, Timmy, we used to always try and fight against it and try and come up with other possible injuries instead of, you know, telling the trainer it was your head. But I think we're a lot more accepting now. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, they are. I think until a big game's on the line, like I think if someone has a head knock, you know, in a grand final, you know, you wonder how much of a difference that makes it compared to a round 16 head knock. So, you know, there is still question marks on the legitimacy of how honest people are, but it's definitely a thing that players are much more aware of, and they're voicing their concern. And if they do feel groggy or they don't feel right, they're a lot more likely to say so now than they would, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah, well, don't call his phone on Friday night as the Parramatta Eels take on the Cowboys up at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. And we didn't even get onto the World Cup, Timmy, because Lebanon are in the pool of death, New Zealand, Ireland and Jamaica. I mean, how are you going to get through that pool?
Oh, mate. Yeah, that's I'm listening. I think the Jamaica game should be a win for Lebanon. That's my gut feeling. And then it's going to come down to that Ireland game. I think New Zealand one might be a bit of a tough ask. But yeah, let's look at the lineup. You got Mitchell Moses, if he doesn't make Australia. You got Mitchell Moses, Adam Dewey, Jacob Carraz, Josh Mansell, Alex Plow, if he plays.
Oh, it's not bad, is it?
There's a fair few. I think he's actually stronger than the last one. Yeah, it's not a bad
game. Yeah, but you wouldn't have seen Peter Tosh and Bob Marley and the Whalers run around. But Jamaica's, the whole back line is Bob Marley, Peter Tosh and the Whalers.
Yeah.
Look out, they can run. Well, Bob can't anymore.
Yeah.
They made it in the bobsled. They know how to do it in the league.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good way to finish. Hey, Timmy Manor, we're listening to you this weekend on the NRL Nation Call. Thanks for joining us, and good luck to your Parramatta Eels this week.
Cheers. Thanks, boys.
Hope you've enjoyed the podcast with Badge and Sats on Sports Day. If you get the chance at any stage to listen to the show live, make sure you tune in each and every night, Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So, we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's, together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.